Barbara Batson uses a drill to carefully open the panels of a wooden shipping crate.
And this is 17th century, I think. 18th.
Inside is a centuries-old sculpture on loan from the Oak Spring Garden Library.
As you can tell from the way it's packed, it's fragile because it's papier-mâché.
Batson is the exhibitions coordinator at the Library of Virginia. She's joined by Bland Crowder, editor and associate director with the Flora Project. As curator of the exhibit, Crowder searched across the state to find rare books, specimens, paintings, and photographs that captured the history and beauty of Virginia's natural environment.
So it's the sex organs of a plant?
That's right.
You know, plants do have sex organs.
It may at one time have had petals, but they're long gone. But here you have the stamens, five stamens, and one pistil, the female part. And then around here, these are probably nectaries or nectar glands.
The Library of Virginia exhibit includes about 75 pieces. There's a copy of the first edition Flora Virginica from 1743 and the more well-known second edition of 1762, both based on the research and specimens of colonial botanist John Clayton. Also on display are brightly painted and scientifically accurate watercolors made by children from Northern Virginia's Norse family. Contemporary work includes photographs by Jackie Bailey Labovitz, who captures close-ups of native perennials during just the right moment of bloom, and sculptures by Lou Greiner, who creates delicate scenes of wildlife, each piece meticulously formed with clay.
The central one is sort of her homage to the spring beauty, which of course is Claytonia virginica.
The exhibit was 3 years in the making, but it took more than a decade to put together the book that inspired it.
There's many, many, many years of work into getting this book just right.
Chris Ludwig is executive director of the Flora Project Foundation and co-author of The New Flora of Virginia. The book is the first update to the state's flora in 250 years. Ludwig estimates that the publication took about 19,000 work hours to produce. Its 1,500 pages describe more than 3,100 plant species. And artist Laura Gastinger headed a three-person team who made more than 1,400 hand-drawn illustrations. While the book is highly technical and designed for experts, there's a larger goal for the Flora Project, says Ludwig, who's also chief biologist with the state's Natural Heritage Program.
Offering this book, bringing people into a greater understanding of the natural world, will ultimately lead to better conservation. The more people care about what's around them, what grows around them, what animals are around them, the ecosystem they live within, the better chance we have of doing real, meaningful conservation in Virginia and hopefully, you know, obviously throughout the world.
In addition to reaching a wider audience through the Library of Virginia exhibit, the Flora Project is also working on an app that can be easily transported and updated, and that may appeal to the next generation of botanists. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.